Kumlen and a block Gemara. Today's block is Daf Mem Aleph from an Aleph Sefer Brachas. Five lines from the top, the two dots. Hoyu lefanav minyan harba. We had a machlekes in the Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda says if you have a number of different types of food, you should make a bracha on the Zayin minyan that Eretz Yisrael was praised with. And then you have the Chachamim say you have a choice, choose whatever you want. Now we'll see. There's a number of ways of learning. Two ways of learning pshat in this machlekes. Says the Gemara, Amar Ula. We have Ula's version of the machlekes. Later on, we'll see the other one. Ula said, machlekes. You know when the machlekes is whether you should choose which one. Bishibi chosei and shavis. You have in front of you three different fruits. You have an apple, you have an orange, and you have, let's say, a grape or an olive. And the question is, which one should you make a bracha? No, you're not making a bracha on three different fruits. You're going to make only one bracha. So therefore, if you can make only one bracha, which fruit should you choose? Says Rabbi Yehuda, you have to pick the most chashuva one, which is the Zayin Minim. Says the Chachamim, no, Chaviv is better. Chaviv, one second, Chaviv. But if, let's say, you have an apple, or eight, and you have a potato, or you have a carrot, different brachas, then it makes no difference which you make first, which you make second. Who cares? You side by side. Anyway, you're going to make a bracha eight, and you can make a bracha dhamma. What does it matter which one comes first, which comes second? What do you want to say?
If you've got all these fruits in front of you, can you separate them all by a few minutes just to get more
bracha? No. That's called bracha shein tzricha. I'll make unnecessary brachas. Says the Gemara. Amru l'machlekes, b'shebrach haseyen. The machlekes is when the brachas are the same. Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda says, min shiva other Rabbi Yehuda says that min shiva is better, but Rabbanu sabri min chaviv. Rabbanu say that chaviv is better. Ava b'she'ein b'chasein Shabbos, if a different brachas hadam and eitz, then divrei hakel mevarech hazev v'chayim hazev. You have a shahakel and a hadam, make whatever you want. Rashi asks over here what we learned before: if you make hadam on an apple, you yaitze. So how can you make hadam first and then chazer hazev? You can't. So Rashi says that no. When do we say if you make a bracha adama on eitz yaitze? If you took the apple in your hand and you made by mistake adama, so you deliberately wanted the adama to be on this apple, then you're yaitze. But if you made a adama on a carrot and you have an apple there, you're not yaitze at all. Of course not. You have to make a eitz an apple. Makes no difference. That's Rashi Shita. Other Rishonim say that no, they say that if when you made a bracha adama on the carrot, you actually said, I want to be yaitza my apple with bracha, you are yaitza. Not like Rashi says that no, they have nothing to do with each other. And then you have a third shitta that says that even if you had nothing in mind, if you made a bracha adama on carrot, you don't make a bracha yaitza on an apple unless you clearly had in mind not to be yaitza. Three opinions. Talking about a mace, I'll ask you a question. It's your turn. Sorry? Yes, it says you make. Taish is hold you make an eitz first because it's more mevuder, it's more chashuv. Other Rishonim hold that an eitz is no more chashuv than hadam. Hadam is more chashuv than shahakol, but an eitz is not more chashuv than hadam. It's just another bracha. It's not more chashuv. Because it's more specific. They argue any bracha which is more specific, which you know hones in on a certain category, makes it more chashuv. Just like wine. But Priya Goffin. Mace will ask you a question. How you the fun of Tsunay Vizai? It says he had a radish and an olive in front of you. Bevoda Chalat Tsunay, you make a bracha on the radish. It says, Zayis. You make a bracha on the radish, which is Hadamah, and you don't make a bracha on the Zayis. So Chayda, it seems from here that you make only one bracha, and which one do you make? And you make on the, in other words, you don't make on the Zayim Minim. You, Rabbi Huda, said that you have to make on the Zayin. You said when it's two different brachas, it makes no difference. Clearly here, that you did two different brachas, and yet you told me you make Adama first, and you don't make a bracha on the Zayis at all. No Shiva Minim. So you know why you make a bracha on the Adama rather than the Zayin Minim? Because, in talking about a case, you have a radish, but the radish is too hard to eat, so therefore you have an olive like an antidote to sweeten it up. So therefore it's a tuffle. We have a rule. Iker and tuffle, you always follow the Iker. Look at the sefer. Now, Yehuda says, "Mevodech al hazayis." You make a bracha on the olive. Shazayis, I mean shiva. Yehuda says, "You make a bracha on the olive." Why? Because the olive is from the zayim minim. So let's say that Yehuda heard it's not. Yehuda doesn't agree with the concept of ikar tofel. If you're telling me that the olive is the ikar. And we're having machlekes here, but we're exploring the argument. Rabbi Yehuda says that you go always after the Zayin Minim, and Chachamim say you look at whichever you more desirable. So Ula came along and said that their argument is we have a number of different fruits, different categories, and since you're only going to be making the same category, since you're only making one bracha, so the question is on which particular fruit should you make that one bracha? But if the different brachas, hashahakol, adam, eitz, then it doesn't matter which. There's no order. You do whatever you want. because you're anyway going to make all three brachas, so who cares which is first? That's Ulu's view. It doesn't make a difference. So make the one you like most. There's no argument. Rabbi won't argue. Rabbi doesn't say make an Zayin Minim first. It's only when you're making one bracha, the question is on which one, then Zayin Minim. So we're asking this question from this Braisa here, that Rabbi Yehuda clearly said that Zayin Minim, even though you have a radish as a Dhamma and a Zayin Minim, and there's an argument there as well. So we say, they talk about Ikar and Tafel. There, the radish is the ikka, the principal food, and the olive is only there to help eat it, smoothen out. Freddy Gimora, Hakkabi argues then. Doesn't he agree that principle had non kosher ikka, but mitfeh, the warachal ikka, but mitfeh, you always make a bracha on the principal, and you don't make a bracha on the secondary one. So what's going on here? Vichite machinami delesse. Maybe he's arguing this principle, talking about that the ikka is the radish, the olive is tuffle, and Abhudah doesn't agree with that principle. Can't be, but Tanya, we learned Abhudah himself says, imach matznoim. If the only reason why you eat the olive is because of the radish, then clearly he says that you make a bracha on the ikir and not on the inferior. So what's going on? What's going on here? Says Gemara, a couple of words missing, as we'll explain. We're talking about the radish is the main thing. That's why you don't make a bracha on the olives at all. And when do they argue? They're pleading another matter altogether. The Chassidi Mech said a few words missing. This I should learn. They had a radish and olive in front of you. You make a bracha on the radish of Paiter Sazayis, and you don't make a bracha at all on the olive. But medvar amurim kishat tznoi nika, because the principal food here is the radish. Avol ain hat tznoi nika, but the radish is not the principal food, so you have to make a bracha on both hadoma and eitz. Then divrei hakam mevarech al zeh v'chayzim mevarech al zeh. You can choose whichever one you want. Since you're making both brachas anyway, it doesn't really matter which one you want to do first, which one you want to do second. This is like ula. What about shnei minin ba'almul? You have two different sorts, two different brachas. And generally, if you have 2 minutes, which the brachas are the same, mevarech al ezim and sheyirtze. But what about, let's say, you do this rabban? What happens if you have the two, an apple and an orange, or an apple and an olive? Which one should you make a bracha on? Whichever one is chaviv, whichever one you like better.
What if you have a salad? You have the shnei minim should be chesem shabbos. There's vegetables in the salad,
no.
but there's no 1 minute. You're going to put your fork in.
So
you put that three vegetables together.
It doesn't matter then. But if you, let's say, like cucumbers more than anything else, you choose a cucumber. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Mevarech al hazayis."
Sorry, are you asking what happened? Do you just take the three vegetables and just make it over the whole three, or do you have to have something?
No, you don't have to.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Do you have to have one?
Not at all. Not at all. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Mevarech al hazayis." Rabbi Yehuda says, "You should make a bracha if they're all the same. If they're all the same, and you can only choose one fruit to make a bracha on, then choose the chashis the one, and which is what zayin min shazayis and min shiva." Okay, that's Ula's version of the argument, that only if you're going to choose one particular fruit to make the bracha on, which one should you choose? The one that's chaviv or the zayin min, but if it's different brachas, it makes no difference the order. That's Ula's version. And in fact, the Gemara says that two Amoraim arguing, and one agrees with Ula and one doesn't. Pligi barabami, but Rabbi Yitzchak nafka chad, Omer machlekes, one says the machlekes is, bishivich hasein shavas, when the bracha is identical. Rabbi Yehuda holds, min shiva adiv, that which one should you make the bracha on the zayin minim, but Rabban al-Savri min chavah, the one that you desire most. Avo bishayin bich hasein shavas, but if the brachas are different, then divri hakam bevorech al zev, chayz bevorech, and everyone agrees, there's no machlekes, choose whichever, it makes no difference. You're not losing out on a bracha, there's no particular priority. However, v'chadoma, because anyway you're making a bracha on both. V'chadoma, af bishayin bich hasein shavas. Even, let's say, you're going to make a dhamma on an eight, different brachas, there's still a sense of priority. Nami machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda says you do zayin minim, And the Chacham say that even two different brachas, the Chacham say whichever one you like better. Machlek is a shenim if you have an eitz adama, which one you should make is as I told before, is an eitz considered more chashuv than adama, so you should make an eitz first, or not really. Trying to understand. If you tell me the machlekes is only what's exactly the same bracha and you're only making a bracha on one of the fruits, the question is which fruit should you be holding in your hand while you make the bracha shape? I understand very well. If you tell me the brachas are not the same, anyway, you're making both brachas, so what exactly is the argument? Then my plea, what's the argument? Chum says, do whatever you want, and Abuda says, Zayimim. Why? Why Zayimim? What's chilek can make zayin minim now or if I can 10 minutes? Let's say I'm not eating the other fruit. I'm only going to eat the zayin minim fruit. I have to eat it now. I can eat it in an hour. So what's the man after minute before then? I ate a banana, and I made hadama the banana. I mean, what's the machlekes here? Says the Gemara, they're arguing that if you're about to eat a number of fruits, whether there's a concept of kedima at all. And that is based on a pasuk in the Torah. Pligi, what are they arguing? Rabbi Mila Hagdim, is there, it's not a question of only one bracha, which one should make it on, but is there a sense of priorities of chashivas? And why should you think there is? And if there is, there's a hierarchy, then you should follow the bracha according to hierarchy. Whichever things are nominated first in this pasuk should become first for a bracha. Shenem, it says, Eretz, it's a land of chita, wheat. So wheat is the first item mentioned, that means it's the most chashiv. It was eid and barley. So if you have wheat and barley, make on wheat first, the geffen, and then grapes, the te'ena, and then figs, the rimoin, and then pomegranate. So there's a sequence here, and it's deliberate. This is a hierarchy. Eretz is a shem, the land of oil and honey. The Rishonim really talk about it here. What's going on? So geffen is a bird priya gof, is a bird priya eitz, grapes. Te'ena is a eitz, rimoin is a eitz. Chit is a hadama. When you eat wheat, it's a hadama, and you make hadama for eitz. Faket from here that you don't make it. There is no order in the brachas. Says when is Adama before eitz? Like dafke, we told you the shame hole that eitz comes first because more chashiv. Or other shame hole doesn't matter. Here the pasuk clearly says that Adama comes first. So some of the shame answer when it says over here wheat, we're not talking about chewing wheat, which is Adama. We're talking about either mezainis or hamoitzi, and that's why that mezainis hamoitzi always come first. And others say to avoid this is the basis for those who say that to tell you that there's no difference. Like, don't think for a minute that if you make a dhamma, you don't make an eitz anymore. Like I told you, the Sofer Shem hold, once you make a dhamma on a carrot, you don't make an eitz on the apple, even though you didn't necessarily have it in mind. The Torah deliberately puts a dhamma first to tell you that's not right. You're still going to make an eitz afterwards, and so on and so forth. So therefore, there's an order as well. There's a hierarchy of brachas, but this actually argues with Rab Chanan. So, what is Ula? What's Ula going to do with this? Whole brayse? Ula says that you know, if it's different brachas, it makes no difference because they use the pasuk for something totally different. Upligi the Rab Chanan. We had Saint Gemara Sukkah. Lam Rab Chanan. Rab Chanan said, "Kol pasuk and kol and eru kol pasuk Ula. It is entire pasuk is l'shiurin. Every Etzes Rol is being praised." Not for these seven fruits, because these seven fruits, each one of them is used to tell us about the shiurim, the quantities for certain things out there. For mitzvahs, averis, and so on. Nemachite, why say wheat? Now we learned, hanichnas, the base of manuga, for example, wheat. What do we use wheat for? These are all like yardsticks, for what? Hanichnas, the base of manuga. Somebody walks into a house of leprosy, as soon as you walk in, you become tummy. Anything you wear. What about things that you're holding in your hand? The kalev, akseva, the sandal, the taboisa, be on his hand. Who vehain tmei miyad? Sorry, so if you're holding your hand, you'll become tummy. What about how you love which kalev, sandal, but raglov, you're wearing it, with taboisa, bez boisa? Do they become tummy straight away? You become. What about your clothes? Who tame miyat? The hain tied, and you know how they're tied until you're there, you spend some time there. Ad she yishe b'chdei achilas pras. If you're there long enough to eat a half of bread, a loaf of bread is enough for two meals. I remember in my Torah last night, Machlek is Rashi and the Rambam is Machlek and Tanoim. Machlek is Harapaskin. Rashi holds a loaf of bread is 8 eggs long and a half a loaf is 4 eggs. And the Rambam holds a loaf of bread is 6 eggs and a half a loaf is 3 eggs. That's the duration of time. That is Achilas Pras. And you have to have a Kazais within that time to be considered, let's say, by Matzah to eat in that time. So you eat to the Mitzah. And by Aveda to be over the Chayiv Kodesh, so you have to eat it within that time. That's why Yom Kippur, whatever, we always try to stretch it out over a certain time. Machleik Ran and Yuma holds that the time of Achilas Pras is not when you eat the food, it's the time between eating. That's the Achilas Pras. As long as you ate Kedei Achilas Pras, no, but between, let's say it takes 4 eggs, a meal, 4 eggs. The time, then the pausing in between. Then others say, you know, be included with chilas achilas, sofer chilas. All of that has to be within achilas pras. Not the time between you started and you finished, but including when you started and including when you finished, which is the halacha, by the way. And then the bottom line is big machlekes. Some sofer paskins 9 minutes, Alter Rebbe paskins 8, some sofer paskins 7, and others paskin 4. So basically, most of the achrayim actually paskin like the same tzedek 7. They follow in 7 minutes, but. When it comes to a mitzvah, we're machmir that you should eat the matzah within 4 minutes. So be yetzer those who say that it's 4 minutes. When it comes to Yom Kippur, sometimes we're makel if you have to go you more than 7 minutes. You go to 9 minutes. You know, if a person needs to, sorry, machmir there as well. Sometimes that you know that you ideally. You should try to space out what you're eating on Yom Kippur beyond 9 minutes. If you can't, we'll go to 7 minutes. And if the guy's really, really sick, we'll go, you know, the cooler to the 4 minutes. If you can space it out to the size, the kosher is beyond 4 minutes. Okay. So that's with chitin. Now, and why was it with chitin? What kind of bread are you eating? Pas chitin, wheat, because wheat you eat quicker than barley, and v'lo pas oidin, not barley, and mesiv while you're reclining. And Rashi says when you recline, you eat a lot quicker than when you sit. So we sit by haseba by the Pesach. It has to be by chepazim. That's why we sit by haseba, because haseba you eat quicker than if you sit normally. V'oichlam beliftin, and you're eating it as if you're eating it together with some relish that makes you can eat quicker. And others, but every food you look at how long it takes to eat that particular food, or you just always look at wheat, regardless of the food you're eating. And the same machlekes with drinking, and that's the whole machlekes about coffee. If you make a bracha achrayin about coffee, because you know, by when it comes to drinking, some people say drinking is also kedei achilas pras, you know, the 8-7-9 minutes. But all we say that has to do kedei shtiyas revias. How much time do you say if you drink a revias of wine to be yitzer? Does it have to be within the 8 or 7 minutes, or does it have to be kedei shtiyas revias, which is much quicker? And what about a coffee? Coffee you cannot drink in that whatever the 20 seconds it takes shtiyas revias. Coffee you have to drink it hot, slow. So you might take 5 minutes. But that this causes machlekes in halacha, which one we go, so that people never make a burn of fashion on coffee, because you can never drink your revias within the time of shtiyas revias. So I was telling you last time that the older, if you remember, if you saw old people came out of Russia or other parts of Eastern Europe, they would always take coffee and suck on a sugar cube. And the reason why they sucked is not because it's to make it sweet. It's to be able to make a burn of fashion. By having a sugar cube, and you'll eat it, sugar is food, that you can eat v'chilas pras. So that warrants a burn of fashion, because on coffee, you're not clear. Now, the Rebbe clearly passes kedei shtiyas revias. The Mishnah Berurah is machmir. He says maybe kedei achilas pras. So he passes. You don't make a benefashas on coffee, and therefore they used to have a sugar cube. Okay, that's where it comes from. You have to have a certain quantity within a certain amount of time. Yes, benefashas. That's bracha. That's bracha. Okay, let's continue. Next. For the shear for that elevator. We'll go through every one of them now. Next one is sa'ira, it says the barley. It's not an etzem kisa'ira, a bone of a dead body. The size of a barley, metame, bemaga, masa, touching, lifting, over the end of time oil, not oil. So that's the barley used for that shear. Gefen, when it comes to wine, kidei de vias yain the nuzzard. If a nuzzard eats grapes and all that, how much should not eat? Equal to a revias in volume. But not a revias of water, but a revias of wine. Because wine is thicker than water, so therefore the different revias. The displacement, the wine doesn't come out as quickly as the water does. They need a little bit more grapes before he's chayv. Riman, a pomegranate, we know that if you have a keli, if you're a vendor and there's a tiny puncture, sorry, I skipped. Teina, a fig, kegregus, let's say Shabbos. What is the size when it comes to carrying a Shabbos? The size of a fig. A fig is a shenim. If you had less than that, is the chatzis shear or not? Rashi in Shabbos, the Vayin Dal Kuli says, there's chatzis shear as well to the shiurim of Shabbos. Other shenim seem to hold that there is no chatzis shear when it comes to the shiurim of Shabbos. Chacham tzvi in the Shubas. And then you have a rim and a pomegranate. What is the way the pomegranate? Because if you're a vendor and you have a KD trying to sell, the slightest puncture renders it useless. Who's going to buy it? But if it's in your house, you're going to try to salvage a kelim. The punctures, I won't use it anymore for spices. I'll use it now for berries. And if the punctures becomes larger, I'll use it for apples. And it gets larger, I'll use it for pomegranates. If the puncture is larger than pomegranates, that's it. Even you yourself are going to toss it away. You don't have too many things larger than a pomegranate. Especially if you walk in the shuk and it's a stroll, you get a feeling what a pomegranate can look like. There aren't too many things that are larger than a pomegranate. Maybe a watermelon. But why would you put a watermelon into a pot? Okay. Kiritnan kol kli balabati, when it comes to keli balabai, shiyudim kiritmanyim. Once that pink punk, since you can toss it away, it loses its tumor. It's not a keli anymore. Eretz zei shemen, what says olive oil? Amr av yeshiv rechini, eretz, shekol shiyudah, kizaisim. Everything, avedis and mitzvahs, how much you have to eat. Yeah, the famous Rosh. How do you know that you have to eat morer kizayis? Because the nusach of the brach is alachilas morer. And then achilas kizayis. Obviously, everybody has a question, so but the question is how the Chacham knows kizayis. And every mitzvah is, as the Gemara says right here, every mitzvah is a kizayis. What do you mean? Because of the nusach of the brach. Anyway, the shakzai, everyone talks about. But, Gemara, what do you mean all the shiurim? We just learned a number of items of the shear is like either like the size of a bone or the shear the revias of wine. What do you tell me? What do you tell me? All the shiurim are kazayis. Freddy Gemara, but Yikahana Daman, all those we just mentioned before. Ella Edit Shiraiv Shiur Kazayis. The majority of the shiurim are like kazayis. And what's the vash? Sorry, but you just said kol shiureha. What do you say about eating? edit to kosher that all shit about anything in any regard. And by a nazir, it's eating grapes and all that. And we said it's the size of reis, of yayin. Ela edit she roiv shiorea kezaisin. The majority of the shiurim are zayis. Vash honey kikosevis, like a dried date. Hagasim and kurim. By Yom Kippur, the Torah doesn't say eat, so it's not a kezaisin. It says that you should feel the pain of fasting. So therefore, there it's a bit larger, the size of a dried date. So what do we learn from all this? We glean from all this that this pasuk has nothing. The reason why we mention these seven items is not to give you a hierarchy of which comes first, which comes second. It's to give you all of these shiurim. So there's a machlekes that Rabbi Yitzchok Arzu Abchanan says, and the other one who says that the pasuk is coming to give you an order or a sequence. Where does he know all the shiurim from? Hani shiurim behedim miksimi. Where does it say? Even in this pasuk, it says clearly no. It's only midrabanan, and the cross machtabalmi. It's only midrabanan, and the pasuk is only a smachta. Actually, in Gemara Sukkah, there it says that it's halacha mishmasina. Here we say it's midrabanan, and because of this, there are many people who want to argue that when halacha mishmasina can be referred to as midrabanan, and therefore in other halachas, when Gemara says midrabanan, they want to argue maybe that's tak halacha mishmasina, because here we're saying it's midrabanan, and there. I see a Bezer is there. Oh, he just quotes other Gemara Hilchas Ninu, and he says maybe we should change it here as well. But I want to say here it says Merabon. Sorry? Because Moshe also had Rabon. Who do you think Moshe was? So that's the question. So the Rambam says that there's no arguments when it comes to Halachah Moshe Mesina. This is it, accepted by everybody. But you see Moshe Rabon. Anyway. Gemara tells a story. Rabbi Chizkiah, Rabbi Nun, Rabbi Yassi, Rabbi Yichon, were sitting by a meal. Ice of the Kamai, they were brought before them tamari dates with ammonia and pomegranates. Dates of pomegranates. Now, if you learn that there's an order in the pasuk, then rima and pomegranates come before dates. Dates is the very last item. Erezei shemen with vash. Vash is dates. The very last item. So which one should you make? If you believe that you make the order matters, especially if it's the same bracha here, and we learned before, it's very important the orders. The chashivas, and you're telling me that within the Zayin Minim itself there's a sequence, so he should have made a bracha on what? On the oil, olives. And yet what happened was on the date. And yet what happened was Shokul Rav Nuna Baruch Atam Rebereshi made bracha on the date instead of the pomegranates. And the pomegranates written the pasuk before Omelet of Chizal Shvili Ma. Don't you agree with the Hodom of Yosef Yitem Rav Yitzchak Kol Amugdim the pasuk Zeh Koydu LeBracha, that within the Zayin Minim itself there's a hierarchy as well, sets a priority. A Malay, you're right, of course there is. But Zeh Sheini La'aretz, Vzeh Chamishi La'aretz. It says an extra word, Aretz, in the Pasuk. It says, Eretz, Chita, Se'eda, right? And then afterwards, Riman, it says, Eretz, Zeh Shemen, with Vash. Why does it say a second Aretz? It could have just continued to tell you that it starts to count again. So if you have a Riman, which is number 5, versus a Dvash, which is number 2, which one takes priority? The Dvash. But the Rishayim do say that if you have number 1 here, let's say Chita versus Zei Shemen, Chita comes first. Sa'ida versus Dvash, Sa'ida comes first. But the rest, they come, the second one comes before the first one. But it's the last, you don't go forward, you go backwards. So it's number 1, it's number 5. And this is number 2. Sorry? No, Zei Shemen is 1. It's 1. So Zeh Shem is 1 olive oil and olive and then Mipluz oil and then Vash, which is dates. So therefore that's pshat. Oh, Malena Chizkiah said, wow, I never realized that. Man yoiv lo nagid pazla, I wish I had feet made out of metal and I would follow you all over the world v'nash mi'anach, and I would listen to everything you have to say. We actually had the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and then the first paragraph, Ramnuna Sava was somebody really special. This might be Ramnuna Sava. The Rambam brings Hilchos Deis from here. You learn out that you have to go and follow your Rebbe to the ends of the world to learn. He said over here, I would walk after my Rebbe with if I had metal feet. Metal feet, so I won't get tired. Yeah. I guess Abchizid was either had problems with feet or he was an older person. Says he wanted to itma. We learn big machleik is the Gemara how to learn pshat, not big enough for halacha. But okay, I'll try to quickly tell you. Itma, we learned hey viu lifneim, the three possibilities when you eat a meal besides the bread with the other things in the meal. So they brought before them te'enim the anavim b'techasuda. What have they brought for you fruits during the meal? Amar Ravuna to unim brocha. So we have three opinions. Ravuna says to unim brocha lifneim. fruits are not really part of the meal, you got to make an eitz or whatever the fruit is. But they ain't tunim brach lachrein, but they're included in the benching. When you bench, includes the fruits as well. Chain Amar Ab Nachman. Ab Nachman says, "Tuunim bracha lifneim." You need a bracha. Ab Huna Nachman will say, "It require fruits need a bracha before them." But they ain't tuunim bracha lachrim. You don't make a burning fast afterwards. Rav Sheish, Amar Sheish says, "The moment you tell me that it needs a bracha before, which means you tell me it's not part of the meal, so it needs a bracha afterwards as well. So it will not be included in the benching." Rav Huna, Rav Sheish, Amar tuunim bracha bein lifneihem bein lachrim. Side before, side after. Why? She ain't lo dover. She tom bracha lefanov. The ain't tom bracha lacher. There's no such thing that it's not part of the meal and requires a bracha before. It doesn't require a bracha after. Ella, the only exception is pas habor bekisti. Bread that comes in pockets. Rashi says over here, it's talking about toasted. You make it toasted and put a lot of almonds in there. Like, you know, you mix a lot of other things into the flour and everything else, and very little of it is bread. But we'll learn more about pasta barbecue the next time, what it is. But that's the only thing you make a mezainas before, and but you don't make alamichi afterwards, including the benching, because it fills you up. It's made out of flour. So why do you make a mezainas on a mitzi? We'll talk about that another time. Upliga de Rabchia. And this argues Rabchia. Rabchia says, okay, so we have so far two opinions. We have Rav Nachman who say you make a bracha before and you don't make a bracha after. And then you have Sheshia says if you make a bracha before, you got to make a bracha after as well. And this argues Rabchia. What's Rabchia's opinion? His view is that pas patetis, kol mini meichel. You make no bracha before or after. Opinion number three. Anything you eat after bread is potter. The yayin poitet, kol mini mashkin. You drink wine, you don't have to make a bracha on any liquid whatsoever. So which one is it? Amar Papa, Hilchasa. And here is the big machlekes showing him exactly what a Papa is saying. Hilchot Aloch is Dvorim Haboyim Machmas Hasud Betoichas. Rule number one: anything which comes to the meal as part of the meal, ain't to unim bracha loyli. I'm talking about you washed. You don't need bracha not before v'loy lachrei, not after. Rashi learns we're talking about things that you dafke eat together with bread. Dafke things that you eat together with bread, therefore you don't make a bracha before because it's tuffle to the bread. In other words, Rashi learns, why is it if you wash on a meal you don't make a bracha afterwards? Because everything else is inferior to bread, is secondary, is tuffle to bread. You're not mighty. But only those things, of course, but only those things which are part of the bread. So for example, as Rashi will say in a minute, Ushalay machmas asulib, but things that are not eaten there together with bread. And Rashi says, for example, cabbage, beetroots, porridge, you're not eating it with bread, it's a food on its own, then you make a bracha during the meal. Because it's not tuffle to the bread.
That's what the Pampa
is saying. We'll see, yes, 100%. We'll see in a minute. To uni bracha lefnehem, because they're not part of the meal, they need a bracha before. But they ain't to the bracha chreim, why not? Because they're there to fill you. You're eating the cabbage to fill you. You're eating the beetroot to fill you. So, and hazan is anything that fills you. So, hazan, you don't have to make a bracha because it fills you. But when it comes to the bracha chreim, it's not tuffle to the bread. So you have to make a bracha. That's Rashi's view. La'achar asudah, anything that normally you eat after the meal, and even though you bring it into the meal, like fruit, tuni bracha bein lifneim bein lacharein. That's how Rashi learns. Taisus learns, and some things we pass like Taisus on Milam, but Taisus learns that when it says here that the reason why bread patters a meal, I'm just paraphrasing and saying so many words, is not because ikra and tofa, it's because a meal is bread. And anything which is part of the meal automatically is included in bread. Not because bread, ikar and tuf, nothing to do with that. And therefore, anything you eat in the meal, anything, whether I eat it with bread, without bread, you don't make a bracha. But dessert, since it's something you generally don't eat during the meal, it's not part of the meal, you eat it all day long. You don't need a meal for it. It's really not part of the meal. You just eat it afterwards. So then, and now, even though you brought it during the meal, you still have to then make a bracha before. And
so in the case of what we had before, that Avil Lefnehem Peiris B'Soich HaSudah, so then you would need to make a bracha for it specifically.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So taste has a whole very different shot. You're talking about even if you bring it earlier in the meal, you have to make a eitz, make a bracha, which is the halacha, by the way. Yeah, unless you bring these desserts to be eaten with bread. And then you have to eat the first slice with bread. And then it doesn't matter if the next piece you don't eat the bread, but you have to then think that you can eat again with bread. And anything you eat without bread, you make a eight. Unless every time you take a piece of dessert, you have a piece of bread with it. Or the chatchila, you had in mind that this dessert I'm going to eat with bread. So then you have to start with bread and then finish with bread. Anyway, complicated. Then he was invited. I remember I asked him, I'm sure he was working with the Rebbe Kron Heitz, if an ice cream, you have to make a shahakal at the end of the meal because it's not part of a meal. But it's a shahakal. This whole din is only ha'eitz. Because it's not brunch chalach anywhere. What do you do by a shahakal? And he says in every place, it depends on the minute. Like in certain places, every meal that they always finish off with ice cream. So then maybe it becomes like part of the meal. If sometimes they bring it, then it becomes like outside the meal, you should make a shahakal at the end of the meal.
What if when they serve, like between courses, they used to serve like a grapefruit
palate cleansing.
Yeah, to clean your mouth out. It's not an ikar achila, it's just there to...
So it depends, if it's there to help, anything which is there to help, not past tense. If it's for past tense, it's useless. Make it baruch. For future tense, anything which is there to like you eat a cantaloupe before you start a meal, or a grapefruit they used to eat, because to get you the stomach going, you know, the enzymes going in order to eat the future, then it's part of the meal. If it's a dessert which is to help you digest what you ate, then it's not part of the meal. Now, let's continue fighting. Shalom ben Zayim ibn Ahmed, Bona Boy Machasid, but they're considered to the Brach of Melechereim. They asked him, why take that things that come to the meal, you don't make a bracha before or after? So he said, Melechereim, hoi lupas patrosim. It's the bread that patters them. I told you, Rashi learns because Iker Tuffel, Tracy learns because bread is the Suda. Freddy Mori Hochi, Yain Amen Yifterei. Pasa, how come you make a bracha by prayer gafen? If you drink wine in the middle of the meal, you have to make a by prayer gafen. That's the din. Except Shabbos, because you already make Kiddush. Sorry? If that wine is more important than bread. Not exactly, but to l'chayde, bread is the most important one. Even though we learned before in the Gemara that wine has in both milas, it's sayit sameach and sayit soy, that it fills. But no one said the wine is more important than bread. So how come, because on bread, everyone agrees the bracha achrein is ma'atayde, and wine is a machlekes. So bread is a machasha. So why doesn't bread most some potter wine? So we answer, shani, yain is different. The goyden bracha la'atzmai, which normal pshat, most of shani lim pshat is, it has its own bracha, bari priya gafen, on its own, all on its own. But Rashi says a fascinating thing. He says, you know why wine is goyden bracha? Sometimes you drink wine, you don't want to. By a bris, you have to have wine. By a chuppah, you have to have wine. You're thirsty now for wine. You're in the mood of wine? No. Rashi says, Bekamo Mekamo is the top line. Bekamo Mekamo is Ubo Mevorchov Avapish Leit Sichlitsiyasa. You don't need to want to drink it. The mitzvah makes you drink it. So it's chashim. Big machlek is a shayim over here. Big machlek is a shayim over here. And that is, what about, let's say you don't drink wine. You make a bracha on any liquid, on soda, on water, on juice, in the middle of a meal. Pashup shad is that the bread, the halach is that most, that the Gemara says here that bread should pata wine. And the only reason why bread doesn't exempt you from making a bracha on wine is because wine is kashup, which means all other drinks, bread should exempt you. However, Taisa brings here that for Rashi's student of Simcha Machzavichi that holds that no liquids are included because not a meal. Liquids are not part of the meal. And he says that, so some of the Shayim hold that every liquid you drink that has taste, you have to make a bracha Shayim. But he goes further. He says, on water, not only have to make a bracha shahakal on water in the middle of a meal, but every time you drink another cup of water, you got to make another shahakal. Because water you only drink because the food made you hungry. So when you finish drinking your first cup, you thought, okay, that's it, it's all over. You didn't realize that 5 minutes later you'd be thirsty again. It's nimlich. Every time as if you made up your mind. But in Shulchan Aruch, we pass like the first way, you don't make a bracha on drinks, but there is a big machlek is about mashke. If mashke is considered chashev enough, that's not part of the meal at all. The haraya, you drink it in the morning before even your meals. The chazik halev, like Ben Yehuda says. So therefore, maybe mashke you should make a shahakol, and so on. Unless it's there to help you eat, it somehow or another makes the food, it gives you an appetite. Let's go two more lines, Gemara. Rav Huna ochal treisa lifte. No, we'll stop over here. Okay.